This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is a bargain. I understand we see that $250 million in guarantees, and it sounds like a lot. He came in average per year under Dak Prescott, who signed his deal last year. Josh Allen absolutely could have agitated for more. $55 million, or what sounds like a lot, that's not going to be a lot in a couple of years. He did that to help his team build. And if they don't build a better team around him, I would argue that the team, the GM, the front office, deserves a lot of criticism because they put pressure on themselves with this latest extension.
Mina Kimes. Hear, hear. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 803-0550. We've talked some James Cook today. What will it look like if he's not around? I think it's not likely that he won't be around. I mean, these things get worked out usually. It'd be pretty stunning if that dragged on into the, you know, even into the preseason, maybe. Certainly the regular season. Certainly the playoffs. Definitely the playoffs.
Yeah.
But what about it?
I think it's interesting to consider whether or not something will be done by the draft. Like, part of what we've talked about today is, like, what would it feel like? What will it look like? We talked about it, just you and I, and then with Sal as well. And I don't think there's ever been a situation since Bean and McDermott have been here where their backfield looks more all set than it does right now, assuming Cook either on his existing contract, and I don't know, maybe to some extent or another upset about that, but still not holding up, but comes in and plays on it and then becomes a free agent. But if they have their guys, like they don't need a guy, really. The roles are pretty well defined now, you know, unless they want to get better. But I think Ty Johnson, on a very reasonable extension, showed to be a valuable piece for them last year in the role that he was in. I don't see any reason why you would be eager to tip that over at this point. So I think the draft gets here and nothing has happened with Cook. Let's say he continues every week or two, you know, tweeting something or other about, like yesterday was, there was I saw on Twitter that on his Instagram, he had like the spinning wheel for waiting for something to load.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was on his Instagram store, whatever. Are they stories there? I don't even know. I don't know the lingo. I'm not an Instagram guy.
He seems to be really enjoying himself.
Yeah. So that keeps happening. The Bills don't say anything, and the draft comes, and they do on Saturday at some point, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever round. they grab a guy. And on paper, he sounds like, this guy ran like 4.45, and he's, 5.9 and 2.10, and, he can catch the ball, and, I don't know.
No kidding. That will be what happens if they do it.
And, it'll be hard to avoid that. I said it to Sal. As much as, it doesn't have to mean anything, they could want to improve on Ty Johnson or Ray Davis even after 1 year. Who knows? In a running back rich draft, it might make sense to just take a guy, and even if he doesn't contribute for a year or two, you've got a guy that's talented that you can eventually elevate at some point. But still, the specter of it will immediately go to, they haven't done anything with Cook yet. So maybe that would be a sign. I'm not saying it has to be, but it's a possibility. They could want to say, to some extent, as much as they respect the player and the work and everything, it's always been odd to me that he went right to 11 on this.
Yeah.
Right from the start with seemingly no provocation.
Or right to 15 if you prefer.
Right, fine. Yeah, I'm Spinal Tap, as the show over sounded older. But
somebody heard you and was like, no, I thought it was 15.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
I loved it.
You get the point.
I loved it.
And now everyone does, I hope. It didn't seem like there was any provocation for that. It was just him saying, racing to, I should get this. I'm this good. That's the market. And, I don't disrespect that, but it just came out of nowhere. And I don't know. I know teams. I don't know the Bills for sure because, again, they haven't had a lot of this. But I could see a team getting aggravated by that, being like, you're going to push us around now?
I wonder what they think. What is any of it really meant for, right? You're talking to your fans. Anybody following James Cook likes him. I'm sure every time he tweets, fans line up to tell him how great he is, how worth it he is.
Sure. There's always going to be a portion of the fan base that's going to push back at that, though.
Well, that's right.
Right? Because, you referenced it the other, maybe the last time we talked about this last week one day. There's always a certain part of any fan base that the minute one of the guys on the team raises his hand and says, hey, where's mine? Some fans are just like, hey, you should shut up. You're lucky to be here. You signed the contract. All that sort of rhetoric. People are dug in on that. I don't know what kind of numbers they are of Bills fans percentage-wise, but I know they're out there because we're sort of the clearinghouse for them, either on the air or, social media.
But I guess to the point, what is he accomplishing?
Right. I don't know.
What is it meant for? What does it do for anything? Does it help? It can't help.
I can't imagine it helps.
The
Bills have, maybe the Bills were thinking about a contract extension for him to begin with, and maybe they had a number in their head, $10 million. $12 million even. I don't know. That's pretty high, but still, $10 million. And they haven't said a word to his agent or him about it, but as they're ramping into off-season mode, looking at the guys that are eligible for extensions and trying to establish their values, what's our plan here? What kind of path are we going to go down with each of these guys? They arrive at a value there, and then a day or two later, there's James Cook with the eyeball emojis and $15 million. I guess we're going to have to pay him $15 million. No, they absolutely do not do that.
No. When this started, it was eye-popping. Speaking of eyeballs, it was an eye-popping request or demand or whatever it was. Now, however long later, with Barkley's deal, had that even happened yet?
No.
Other signings, really at all positions, just a balloon with new cap room and new money, makes his number less insane.
Right.
It makes it, and that's also the conversation.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We had with Mike Jannetty of SpotTrac right after that, which was, you know, what did he say? Something like 3 for 30. That kind of thing is doable here. His timing is good in the market, and that's not out of line, really. So that is different for me now in terms of like reacting to what Cook apparently wants, but I don't know what he's doing. Like, it's not like he's doing that much, but just kind of like right there. I didn't know there was something else yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Just, okay, well, I'm sure they haven't forgotten about you. I'm guessing that you've heard from them.
I'm assuming that whatever that was intentional. I mean, I suppose you could accidentally post something to social media of a screen that is just, you know, the wheel spinning, and like that was a pocket dial or
not,
something.
Not at his age.
I don't know.
At his age. At my age, not at his age. I could do it.
I mean, I did get got by a Dane Jackson tweet that was 4 years old or something. So I mean, I could get tripped up.
I'm quite familiar with that spinning circle, but I don't believe I've ever posted it.
No, unwittingly.
How would you even do that?
Or as a plan of any kind?
Right. No, it would only be as a plan. Only would happen if I was trying to say something, which is probably what happened here. Rich is next. Go ahead,
gentlemen. Good afternoon / evening.
Stop. What? What?
It's not even 5 o'clock, Rich. After five, I could give you evening, but I'm sorry. It's going to be light until 7 o'clock here. I can't give you evening.
4:43 is evening for you?
That's why I said slash. I said slash.
There's no slash.
I'm objecting to the slash, Rich. That's the point.
Gentlemen, I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys as soon as I get home from work because it desensitizes me from work. But the James Cook incident, I think, he had a good above average year, very good year, but I think he's outpriced himself compared to like a Barkley. We have dire needs at other positions. I don't want to give him 12 to 15 million. You said it best, I think, Bulldog. 10 maybe is the ceiling. If worse comes to worse, and this is what I am not liking right now, he's starting to become social media. I don't want distraction. If he really wants the money that he wants, just, you know, we already got Ray Davis. We got draft a running back in the 4th, 5th round to supplement. You know, I don't want to say let him go, but I don't want to give him the king's ransom. There's other positions that need to be addressed. Running back is not number one.
Okay, thank you. Fine.
Yeah, I respect all that.
The idea that, you know, I have to say, somehow his being on Instagram is a problem for, like, what, his teammates or something is nonsense.
Right. I don't think it's a distraction. It becomes a distraction if and when he's not here.
It's also March 13th.
Right.
What he's priced himself out of at this point is literally nothing. But, you know, assessment of the value of the position and all the rest, okay.
That's why I think the draft is sort of a line of demarcation. Like, if it could be a sign that the Bills are worried about it or digging in, or it could not be. But, you know, it'll be hard to avoid that being a possibility anyway, that they're nervous about it, not willing to go where he wants to go, embracing for what it could mean. Certainly if they do anything before the Saturday of the draft, then that even gets amplified even more. Right? I mean, if they draft one of these day two running backs or something, then, I mean, it's on. Then they're going down the road Rich is suggesting. I don't know what they end up doing with Cook if they were to do that, but you're drafting somebody on Friday at the NFL draft, you're replacing James Cook, I think.
At least partly. I mean, that's what they did by drafting him.
Right.
You were going to move him in on your group. I mean, that you're not going to just... A guy you pick in round two is not going to be inactive unless he's terrible. So at least you're moving in on him, which I would say I'd be up for without a contract dispute. I'd be up for that if they didn't have Davis and now also Johnson. Like, I'd be up for that. Mm. I'd want that. Not necessarily the second round or even the second day, but that would be cool to me. There's so many interesting players. I always want, you know, well, in a vacuum, perfect team build, my starting running back is not a first-round pick or even necessarily a second-round pick. He's somebody, you know, that's cheaper, and then I'm just going to churn him, right? I'm going to use him up. So as bad as that sounds, that's what I think I'd want to have on my perfect team build. And, you know, he wasn't that expensive in terms of draft capital. He's been good for them, but... When you start to talk, in my opinion, you agree, I think mostly. Some people don't. They think he's better than this. But the idea of replacing him, I'm not daunted in the least. If it's somebody new, somebody they have, are the Bills really going to suffer as an offense if they had someone of comparable quality, but not somebody you'd necessarily say is better than Cook? No. And we kind of know this because of the years previous to him, when they didn't have a guy
right.
who's been as productive as Cook anyway, and they were also great. So that does have limitations. If your wide receivers aren't great, then your running back isn't good, and your tight end, all of it, there are limits to that. It can't just all be, I've got right. Josh Allen, end of discussion.
They were a much more pass-heavy team when Devin Singletary was their number one running back, but they had Stephon Diggs on their team at that time. It was a very different thing than where they're at now. They're more run-heavy now. That might lead you to think that they will, you know, value paying a second contract. Like, I kind of thought, really... What I advocated for and what I thought they were doing was what you just said. Although, you know, it went up by round, right? Third round, second round, now fourth round last year. I'm Singletary, Moss, Cook, eventually Ray Davis. They're bringing guys in, and to me, you do that because you want to be ready to not have to give out the second contract to a running back. And... We'll see. I mean, this would be the year to do that if you were going to keep doing that. But again, Cook complicated things by having such an excellent year, which is another reason why I'm reluctant to dive in and just give him close to what he wants off of that year. Because you shouldn't think you're buying 18 touchdowns a year when you sign him. But that's what you're negotiating off of, and that's a tough place to be, I think.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this. This is WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.